I want to introduce to you a couple that probably doesn't need an introduction. This is Mr. and Mrs. Dan and Ann Geroy. Would y'all come on up here? Dan and Ann head what is called Mount Horeb House here in Kyle, which is a healing counseling ministry for people that have been very wounded and are seeking life in Christ. That is you, right? So you might hear their testimony today and you might want to talk to them further. Dan is one of the elders of our church. They are life group leaders of a phenomenal life group. So y'all come on up. I'm so glad y'all are here.
Good morning. I'm Dan. Don't let the glare bother you too much, okay? And this is Ann. I have a passage I would like to read this morning. Found in Isaiah chapter 54. Afflicted city, lashed by storms and not comforted. I will rebuild you with stones of turquoise, your foundations with lapis lazuli. I will make your battlements of rubies, your gates of sparkling jewels, and all your walls of precious stones. All your children will be taught by the Lord, and great will be their peace. In righteousness you will be established. Tyranny will be far from you. You will have nothing to fear. Terror will be far removed. It will not come near you. I'm going to pass this mic to my friend of 50 years. That's a long time. And my bride of 47 years.
Thank you. At least this time he didn't tell you how old we are. So thank you. Last service has all the scoop if you want to check it out. So, this verse that Dan just read, this passage is my life verse. It's a passage that the Lord gave to me during a very difficult time in my life when he was bringing healing into my heart. I grew up in a Christian church, a Christian home, rather. My father had a professional job. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. We were in church every Sunday. We looked really good on the outside. But I was abused by my father from the time I was an infant until I was 14. The shame of being victimized was overwhelming. I became a Christian at the age of 8. I knew what the Bible said about God's love in my head, but in my heart, I believed that I was too tarnished for God to really love. I became an overachiever, always trying to prove I was worthy of love and acceptance. At age 14, I decided that my dad was not going to stop abusing me, that my mother was not going to protect me, and surely God did not care, or he would not allow these things to happen to me. So I made a vow to never be vulnerable again. I opened the door to a spirit of control. I allowed that to enter my life, unconsciously putting myself on God's throne. I'm in charge of me. I didn't even realize what I had done. I believed I had to protect myself, my husband, and my children from harm. It was an exhausting way to live, not to mention that it was ungodly. Finally, when I was given the opportunity for healing, the Lord showed me that he did care. Every time I was hurt, he was there with me, crying over me, protecting me. There were times that I could have died, times that I should have died, but he was there. He protected me. The lie-based belief that I had to protect myself was held in a little girl heart for 40 years. The Lord told me that it was His job to protect me, and I could relinquish my hold on my illusion of control. And I want you to hear those words. The idea that we're in control is an illusion. And Jonathan's going to share some of that with you later. When I broke that vow and repented, the spirit of control left. My life drastically changed, and I began to walk in freedom, trusting Him to be my protector. I believed many other lies, and He has been healing them one at a time with His truth about my value and worth. That Isaiah passage, He said, I'm going to make you beautiful. And my name is His precious jewel. I am His precious jewel. That's what He told me, and I believed it. The Lord has given me the great privilege of being an advocate for other abuse survivors. That's what I do. That's what Dan and I do to some degree in our ministry. I could not have experienced deep inner healing without Dan's faithfulness and support. He has been a pillar of support for me in this healing time.
Thank you, Ann. You see, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, or render ineffective. And the healing journey that Ann went through as I walked alongside of her was a difficult journey. As long as, and as well as the healing journey I went through, as God began to pluck out and destroy the lie-based thinking that was in me. Because you see, that's the only power the enemy has. Hollywood empowers the enemy. We empower the enemy. The only power that he has is lies and deception. And as Ann walked down that aisle at 8 years old, I walked down an aisle very similar to this at 8 years old. Shook the hand of the pastor, and in that eight-year-old childlike mind, I said, I love Jesus, and I want Him in my heart. And the redemptive work of Jesus Christ was also the redemptive work applied in my life. As I began to grow in the church, I miss some Wednesday nights, but usually I was there on Sunday, Jonathan. During those teenage years, they were pretty bumpy. If my youth director were here today and he's with the Lord, he would say, Dan, they were more than bumpy. Very similar to the heart that Chris Smith has, a heart of compassion for youth. Went on to college, where my counselor told me I should not go. I'm wasting my time and money. And every time I thought about quitting, I would remember this lady. I met Ann in 1966. We became friends. We dated for 3 years. We got married our junior summer. And I have the most incredible, precious, lady by my side. Life has not been easy in these 47 years because every marriage has its ups and downs. But by the grace of God and His mercy, His great grace, we have endured our covenant. And today, it's not an endurance race. It's a joyful time that we spend together. And that's because of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. His mercy, His grace. About 5 years later, We had our first child. His name is Jude. He's sitting right back there with his lovely wife, Jane. We have two precious grandchildren from Jude and Jane that are the joys of our life. My daughter, Jenny, and her husband live up in Hutto, up in the North Country. And we have three beautiful grandchildren by them. Anna and I spent 32 years in public education, which was our mission field. The greatest mission field in the world is public education. And we fought and we battled for the cause of Christ. We retired after 32 years of service and began Mount Horeb House Ministries, where over the last 14 years, we've ministered to those who God brings across our path. The wounded, the hurting, the have-nots. He's also brought us into this church, to this fellowship. And we are highly blessed and honored to be here and to serve. Where I hear the word of God preached boldly, clearly, and from the heart of our pastor. Where I see the work of Chris Smith as he works with his youth. Wow. And Robert and the children's ministry. And John leading us into worship. Wow. We're really blessed. We're blessed with Melba as she does the kind of unseen things in the church and keeps these guys in line, or tries to. We're honored that we're a part of a life group which blesses us and blesses us and blesses us. Like yesterday, as we're feeding the hungry, the homeless, the have-nots of the world. Downtown Austin. And I look over there in the parking lot, sitting in the filth and dirt, and there's Casey. Praying with this lady, talking with this lady, sharing her story with this lady. We just got out of prison after 20 years. And Casey shared Christ with her. And she accepted the Lord. That's the heart of this church, is missions. Whether if it's Eric in Honduras with his heart of missions, or many other who have that type of heart, I'm very privileged to be part of this fellowship. Remember, the enemy does come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus says, I have come that you might have life. And you might have life abundantly. And if you're not having life abundantly, then you need to look inside and allow the Holy Spirit to show you your lie-based thinking and set you free. Because that's what Jesus came to do, was set us free. He set me free from great bondage. Because of the lies that I believed. We serve a God who's the God of promise. He's the God of the possible. And as Jonathan's been preaching about the promises of God, there is a great promise which I claim to every day. He will never leave me nor forsake me, and he will be with me until the end of the age. Let us pray. Father God, Papa, we come to you. And we just want to jump up into your arms, your nail-pierced hands. And let us cover you. Let you cover us with your blanket of grace, your warm blanket of grace, because you give it to us fresh each day. Even though our hearts are deceitful and wicked, you still love us. You love us with a radical love, which I don't deserve. So thank you. Thank you for this time that we can bring glory and honor to you as we worship you in truth. We pray this in the name of the true Christ Jesus, my captain, my soon coming king. Amen.